Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the NJ Podcast. This podcast aims to share stories, tips, and insights about achieving success while having fun. From topics ranging from personal development to business, entertainment, and sports, the podcast will have conversations with experts and people in their respective fields. The podcast will also share insights from Jabra James's published and upcoming books. The tagline, which is the theme of the podcast, is "Success is a progressive realization of a worthy ideal." This means that you are doing what you have always wanted to do because it is aligned with your highest values, and this is the only way you can live a truly fulfilled life. Your host, Jabra James.
I greet you all in the powerful and the matchless name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last, the bright and the morning star. He is everything that our heart desires. And before we get into the reading of the Word of God, can you please stand to your feet? Everybody, please stand to your feet. Bow your heads and close your eyes as we open this with prayer. Lord God of heaven, we thank you very much for your holy grace, and we thank you very much that you have given us the spirit that we can all come into a place like this today, not only so that we can make names for ourselves, but that we can pass on legacies, and we can make sure that we pass on inheritance for our children and our children's children. And may your word be forthright, may it be forthcoming, may it be true, and may divide the light from the darkness, and may make sure that we are transformed both now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You can be seated. I'd like to start with my father's favorite opening joke. So there was a gentleman that was in a country club. You see them at the golf courses in the country club. And then he goes to the locker room. And in the locker room, the cell phone starts ringing. He takes the cell phone and then he answers. And on the other side is the wife. Married men are like, yeah, nah. So on the cell phone, the wife is like, honey, you know that Maserati I've always wanted? It just came out on the market. May I please have it? He says, sure, honey, if I'm the star, you are the sky. Go ahead and put on the credit card. The wife says, honey, you know that fabulous mink coat that's worth thousands of dollars? It just came out on the market. And the husband said, yes, you are everything I want and more. Just put it on my credit card. And then the wife is happy, blows a kiss, and then he drops the phone. And then this man, he looks at the phone, he looks around at the other guys and says, all right, gents, now whose phone is this? And all the men said, all the men said, eish. Yeah, okay, all right, cool. So we gather here today not to just unveil a tombstone, but we're here to celebrate a life. And we read when the Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 to 14, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen to sleep. There is a harsh truth and there's a harsh reality about life that we cannot get around. Everyone you know, including you, is going to die. Jesus. Say to your neighbor, neighbor.
Neighbor.
It's an unfortunate truth. But you and everyone you know is going to die. But don't be afraid, because there's hope. In Jesus Christ.
In Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Give them a fist bump. It's God. So many people are afraid of this concept of death. They're afraid to go into the grave. They're afraid of involved in a car accident. They're afraid of losing their mother. They're afraid of losing their spouses. They're afraid of losing their brothers and their sisters because they do not want to live a life whereby they don't have that person. They are afraid of crossing over into the outer darkness. They're afraid that they may go and they may die. And then when that happens, they may not leave a legacy. They are afraid that when they die, they will not be able to handle it. But brothers and sisters, there is a hope. If we put our faith in Jesus Christ, and God wants us to know that, if we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we know that there is life everlasting after this. So if you lose a mother, if you lose a father, if you lose a sibling, just know that they have a chance at eternal life, that this is not the end, but it is a beginning. It is not the full stop. It is a comma because we have a hope that will take us into the annals of eternity. We, as the Gorsi family, know and believe that this man, his legacy is not just going to be here on earth, but we know in the afterlife, he is an angel that is watching over us and is part of the host of heaven that we are looking at. So, if you're afraid of death, don't be afraid of death because death is now gone. Say to your neighbor, neighbor. Death is now gone. In the book of Joshua 24, verse 15, we hear that, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It is very important that we put into perspective and put into context the importance of family. If you do not have family, you might as well have nothing. It makes no sense for you to place all of your trust and all of your belief and spend all of your time with strangers that you meet in your workplaces, with strangers that you meet at parties, with strangers that you meet who are potentially going to help you go to the next level in your career or go to the next level of your profession, but you are going to neglect your mother, your father, your brother, your sisters, and your children. Because I can assure you that if you are ever in trouble and you ever need somebody to help you, that friend of yours that you're partying with may not come to you. That friend of yours that you met in the canteen and you're busy gossiping over the water cooler, I know you do it, with gossiping over the water cooler, that person is not going to run towards you. But if you go into a hospital and you are signing up for medical aid or you are in trouble, the first thing that they ask for you is, who is your next of kin? Your next of kin is not the person that you gossip with at the cooler. I know you do it. It's not that person. Your next of kin is who? It is your mother. It is your father. It is your brother. It is your sister. Those are the people that if things get really bad, they will be the first ones to be there for you. I was reminded of a story of one of my uncles. He was running with a gang of friends. He was in prison, and all of those friends didn't come to visit him. But who came to visit him? His mother. To give you into context, this man, Dr. Timothy James Gorsi, preached and lived out the importance of family. That when in the last days that he was feeling sick and he was feeling dejected, he worked with many people across the world. He worked with many people in different organizations. But when he was sick, who was the person that was running after him and for him? It was his wife. Because my brothers, specifically my brothers, you must hear me. The Bible tells us that he who finds a good wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. He who finds a good wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So I want us to give a round of applause to my mother, our mother, who stood by him when through thick and through thin. Can we give her a round of applause? So hold on tight to your family. If you have a brother, hold on tight. If you have a sister, hold on tight. If you have a mother, hold on tight. If you have a father, hold on tight. Because the day will come when they pass away. And what are you going to say on that day? Are you going to say that I was too busy for them? Are you going to say that I didn't have time for them? Or are you going to say that I spent as much time with them as possible? It's hard. Trust me, no one will irritate you more than your family. But you have to overcome them. Because if you can't fight with your family, who can you fight with? So say to your neighbor, neighbor. Family.
Family.
Is important.
Is important.
We read in John 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. As Dr. Louis mentioned, and my mother always used to tell me, that Dr. Tedward James, our father, was a man of principle, was a man of value, and he stood on his truth. He was sometimes vilified, he was sometimes demonized, and he was sometimes worked out of organizations because he believed in the truth of transformation. And personally, he did not care what you thought. He said, this is who I am, this is how I live, and this is what I will be. So the question that we need to ask ourselves is, what is the truth that we want to stand on? Because if you will not stand for something, you will fall and die for pretty much anything. The reason that we're having some of the issues that we're having in this country and in this nation right now and in the organizations and some families is because there are some people who are willing to compromise on whatever it is. But truth is the only thing that is real. Only a falsehood, only a lie needs to be invented. So you need to think about, what is your truth? Is the truth that you want to stand for your family? Is the truth that you want to stand for the world? Regardless of how bad things may go, are you just going to quit at the first sign of trouble? No matter what it is that you go through, do not switch up on the truth. Do not switch up on God, because the truth at the end of the day is all that will be left. Say to your neighbor, neighbor.
Neighbor.
The truth.
The truth.
Is revealing.
Is revealing.
And inspiring.
And inspiring.
So I'd like to close with a story. A week before our father went to go meet the Lord, he sent SMSs to us saying, could you please let me die? And then we all rushed to the hospital. Family rushed to the hospital. And then when he was on a phone call with my mom, he asked for me to pray for him. So I prayed for him, and in that moment, we prayed, and then when I finished the prayer, when we finished, the last words I heard this great man say is the word, amen. He didn't say it like that. He said, if you know him, he's got swag. Even when he was sick, he had swag. He was like, amen. I'm like, okay. So that word amen means let it be true. This man was a great man. And he created great children, married a great woman. And today, we are not here to mourn. We are not here to be sad. But we are here to commemorate the life of this man. The words that we will read on the tombstone are not just going to be etched on that stone, but let them be etched in the crevices of our heart. May you please bow your heads and close your eyes. Lord God in heaven, we thank you very much for the truth of God's word. We thank you very much for the life of Dr. Timber James. Of course, we thank you for everyone that is here. We thank you for the infallibility and the truth of God's word. And we thank you that we're all here to remember his life and not to mourn, but we are here to make sure that his life, his legacy will continue in truth, in righteousness, in love, in Jesus' name. And everybody say it.
Amen.
I'll take a round of applause. I'll take that, yes.
Thank you for joining us on this episode on the NJ Podcast. Make sure to visit the website, the njpodcast.captivateair.fm, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, all the other podcast platforms, or via RSS, so you never miss a show. You can also find the video content on the YouTube channel and Instagram page. That will be Njabulo James on YouTube and Njabulo.J.Ngosi for Instagram. Please subscribe and follow on those platforms as well. And while you're at it, if you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on the podcast platforms, or if you'd like to tell a friend about the show, that will help us out too. If you'd like more information about published or upcoming books, visit www.njabulojames.com for more information. Please reach out if you'd like to share what you would like to hear and which guests should be invited to the show. And remember, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, which means that you are doing what you have always wanted to do because it is aligned with your highest values, and this is the only way you can live a truly fulfilled life. Now just chill until the next episode.